Nobody thunk it. Nobody knew. No one imagined the great cow guru. Cows are one. He hid in the forest, read books with great zeal. He loved Che Guevara, a revolutionary veal. Cows say tongue. He spoke about justice, but nobody stirred. He felt like an outcast, alone in the herd. Cow doll drums. He moved, we must fight, escape or we'll die. Cows gathered around, cause the stakes were so high. Bad cow pun. But then he was captured, stuffed into a crate, loaded onto a truck where he rode to his fate. Cows are bummed. He was a scrawny calf who looked rather woozy. No one suspected he was packing an Uzi. Cows with guns. They came with a needle to stick in his thigh. He kicked for the groin. He pissed in their eye. Cow well hung. Knocked over a tractor and ran for the door. 6 gallons of gas flowed out on the floor. Run, cows, run. He picked up a bullhorn and jumped up on the hay. We are free-roving bovines. We run free today. We will fight for bovine freedom and hold our large heads high. We will run free with the buffalo or die. Cows with guns. They crashed the gate in a great stampede, tipped over milk truck, torched all the feed. Cows have fun. 60 police cars were piled in a heap, covered in cow pies, covered up deep. Much cow dung. Black smoke rising, darkening in the day. 12 burning McDonald's. Have it your way. We will fight for bovine freedom and hold our large heads high. We will run free with the buffalo or die. Cows with guns. The president said, enough is enough. These uppity cattle, it's time to get tough. Cow dung flung. The newspapers gloated, folks sighed with relief. Tomorrow at noon, they would all be ground beef. Cows on buns. The cows were surrounded, they waited and prayed. They mooed their last moos, they chewed their last hay. Cows outgunned. The order was given to turn cows to whoppers, enforced by the might of 10,000 coppers. But on the horizon, surrounding the shoppers, came the deafening roar of chickens in choppers. We will fight for bovine freedom and hold our large heads high. We will run free with the buffalo or die. With guns.
Okay, good afternoon, Sheffield, and welcome this Thursday to the Filthy Radical Show. Are you feeling filthy, Dan?
I'm feeling pretty filthy, Chris. Oh, yes. How the hell are you today, may I ask?
I'm quite clean. I showered, Dan, you dirty radical.
But the weather, Chris, the weather, it's so hot, it doesn't matter if you shower. 5 minutes later, you're covered in gunk again. It's just hot, hot, hot!
It is, and so hot it is, cows we were just hearing about, Dan. Do you know what cows make?
Cows make steaks, they make coats, and they also make really big farts.
Yeah, methane, Dan. Methane, a lot of methane coming out of your cow. Interestingly, bit of exciting science for everyone today from the filthy radicals here, filthy radical scientists that we are.
Yes, yes.
Methane contributes to global warming. It's a greenhouse gas.
It certainly is, and there are a lot of cows in the world, Chris.
There certainly are a lot. I try to have a lot of burgers, cut down on those cows. That's my little bit to stop global warming, but it never seems to help.
I see. I don't entirely think you've got the grasp of the cause and effect going on there between the burgers and the cows, Chris.
Right, so if I eat more cows, is that not going to reduce the number of cows?
I see your point, actually. Okay, good point. Yes.
Yeah, that's a good point, well made. Hmm. But perchance, your vegetarian might venture to say that if everyone ate the vegetables, there would be no demand for the cows. You know, you could have maybe a few cows running wild.
Wild cows?
Like those horses in Ireland.
Is that like wild swans, but, you know, slightly different?
I'm not sure the Queen would own them.
No, indeed. But, of course, in places like South America, they're chopping down vast amounts of rainforest to make more pasture room for cows, merely for Western burger eaters.
Yes.
Not a good thing, we think.
Not ideal.
Not
certainly.
Ideal, no.
Because rainforests, very important.
Apparently so, yes.
Carbon engines turn stuff into energy, all of that.
Mm. Great. So rainforest, methane, whole thing. There appears to be a bit of a sort of, I don't know, global warming thing going on.
There is. There's a bit of a global warming thing going on. I feel warm today.
I feel quite global today, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you global? No, I'm not even going to say that. But global warming has been in the news a little bit this week.
Certainly has, Chris. Certainly has. What with all the G8 stuff going on? One of their two big topics is, in fact, climate change.
Well, this is what they tell us.
That's what Tony Blair says, certainly.
There are those who might suspect that the G8 actually isn't driven primarily to reduce poverty and end climate change, historically speaking.
Well, those kind of people are filthy radicals, Chris. Yes, you shouldn't listen to them.
Dirty radicals.
Yes, indeed.
And the scientific community, lovely scientists, I do like scientists,
Scientists
have been saying this week that the government needs to do more to stop climate change.
They have, that's very true, although apparently the US have been going, nah, not listening. Well, slightly worse than that, in fact, they've been working quite hard to take out any reference to global warming from G8 statements.
Really?
Yes, they've been specifically trying to get out anything that says that global warming might be caused by any kind of human action.
But I mean, that stuff has been done by energy experts, as I understand it.
It certainly has. They're so expert, in fact, that they've just left the White House and gone to join ExxonMobil.
ExxonMobil being a big energy company.
In fact, they are. Yes, a big oil company, I understand. Yeah,
well, that's got a lot to do with climate change.
It certainly has.
Unless you believe ExxonMobil, obviously.
We certainly don't.
No, I wouldn't recommend you ever do that.
No, indeed. Well, I think perhaps we might have some advice on what to do if you lose your ozone layer above your house.
In the event of catastrophic climate change,
yes.
We do have just a little bit of advice from, who is it from?
A really nice chap.
Lovely chap, director, I believe it is from Baz Luhrmann.
Mm-hmm.
And this is advice on what to do at the point at which it becomes, as it has today, particularly warm.
Mm.
Take it away, Dan.
Ladies and gentlemen of the class of 97, wear sunscreen. If I could offer you only one tip for the future, sunscreen would be it. The long-term benefits of sunscreen have been proved by scientists, whereas the rest of my advice has no basis more reliable than my own meandering experience. I will dispense this advice now. Enjoy the power and beauty of your youth. Oh, never mind. You will not understand the power and beauty of your youth until they've faded. But trust me, in 20 years, you'll look back at photos of yourself and recall in a way you can't grasp now how much possibility lay before you and how fabulous you really looked. You are not as fat as you imagine. Don't worry about the future, or worry, but know that worrying is as effective as trying to solve an algebra equation by chewing bubble gum. The real troubles in your life are apt to be things that never crossed your worried mind, the kind that blindsides you at 4 p.m. on some idle Tuesday. Do one thing every day that scares you. Sing. Don't be reckless with other people's hearts. Don't put up with people who are reckless with yours. Floss. Don't waste your time on jealousy. Sometimes you're ahead, sometimes you're behind. The race is long, and in the end, it's only with yourself. Remember compliments you receive. Forget the insults. If you succeed in doing this, tell me how. Keep your old love letters. Throw away your old bank statements. Stretch. Don't feel guilty if you don't know what you want to do with your life. The most interesting people I know didn't know at 22 what they wanted to do with their lives. Some of the most interesting 40-year-olds I know still don't. Get plenty of calcium. Be kind to your knees. You'll miss them when they're gone. Maybe you'll marry. Maybe you won't. Maybe you'll have children. Maybe you won't. Maybe you'll divorce at 40. Maybe you'll dance the funky chicken on your 75th wedding anniversary. Whatever you do, don't congratulate yourself too much, or berate yourself either. Your choices are half chance. So are everybody else's. Enjoy your body. Use it every way you can. Don't be afraid of it or what other people think of it. It's the greatest instrument you'll ever own. Dance. Even if you have nowhere to do it but in your own living room. Read the directions, even if you don't follow them. Do not read beauty magazines. They will only make you feel ugly. Get to know your parents. You never know when they'll be gone for good. Be nice to your siblings. They're your best link to your past and the people most likely to stick with you in the future. Understand that friends come and go, but with a precious few, you should hold on. Work hard to bridge the gaps in geography and lifestyle, because the older you get, the more you need the people you knew when you were young. Live in New York City once, but leave before it makes you hard. Live in Northern California once, but leave before it makes you soft. Travel. Accept certain inalienable truths. Prices will rise. Politicians will philander. You too will get old. And when you do, you'll fantasize that when you were young, prices were reasonable, politicians were noble, and children respected their elders. Respect your elders. Don't expect anyone else to support you. Maybe you have a trust fund. Maybe you'll have a wealthy spouse. You never know when either one might run out. Don't mess too much with your hair, or by the time you're 40, it will look 85. Be careful whose advice you buy, but be patient with those who supply it. Advice is a form of nostalgia. Dispensing it is a way of fishing the past from the disposal, wiping it off, painting over the ugly parts, and recycling it for more than it's worth. But trust me, I'm the sunscreen.
Well, that was very, very wise words.
Very good advice indeed, yes, absolutely.
On the sunscreen. Are you wearing sunscreen, Dan?
I am not. I don't need to.
Really?
Yes.
Well, how is this? Are you some sort of magic cancer-free man, or have you got so much cancer, in fact, that you don't mind and a couple of extra little melanomas?
No, no, it's just the case that whatever applies to anyone else doesn't apply to me. It's a fairly simple rule. So, no, I don't need it.
I see.
Yes.
You're going to come a cropper with that one of these days, aren't you?
No.
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's okay.